Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Schroll. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Schroll. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Schroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Schroll reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. There goes Geiger trying to get to home. Snyder throws the ball into Chiti, who tags Geiger for the out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Murray Dixon now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Schroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to second. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to second and picks off Chee-Tee for the out. One out. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Button hits a pop-up towards third. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Green moves to second. Ted Williams pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh who is chasing the ball. Maris reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll juggles the ball. That's an error on Schroll. Maris scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chee-Ti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Chee-Ti reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Boone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger bunts towards the mound. Chittum fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone scores. Chee-Ti moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chee-Ti scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Dixon moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dixon moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sullivan. Dixon scores. Tuttle moves to third. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Runnels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley juggles the ball. That's an error on Hadley. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Button scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bud Daly now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Daly pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button is hit by the pitch. Daly moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Daly scores. Button moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Athletics. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Snyder bunts for an out with unknown description. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough bunts for a double play. 2 outs. Jim Busby pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is hit by the pitch. Jensen moves to second. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Sammy White. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chi-T for a passed ball. Jensen moves to third. Busby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.